In Melbourne, the much-anticipated report into allegations of sexual harassment brought against the former Lord Mayor Robert Doyle has been released. It makes four adverse findings of sexually inappropriate behaviour against Mr. Doyle. The explosive allegations brought by ex-councillor Tessa Sullivan late last year have been the subject of an independent investigation by Ian Freckleton QC. He has also examined allegations Mr. Doyle inappropriately touched Greens councillor and another woman at a gala dinner hosted by Melbourne Health. Mr. Doyle has made several public statements denying the allegations. Our reporter in Melbourne is Emily Burke. She joins me. Emily, what has actually been released today?
Well, a summary report has been released, and that contains four adverse findings based on the investigation by Mr. Freckleton. Now, one complaint from many has been upheld, and that relates to Tessa Sullivan, and that also relates to her being sexually inappropriately touched by Mr. Doyle. Two other complaints made by Councillor Cathy Oak have been found to be substantiated, and they include Mr. Doyle touching her thigh and another occasion where he embraced and attempted to kiss her. In summary, the investigators found that this conduct could, in a legal sense, constitute sexual harassment and or gross misconduct. And the fourth finding is that these events occurred while Mr. Doyle had consumed substantial amounts of red wine.
Have there been any findings against the council, Emily?
Yes, the investigators found that council was not a safe place for these two women and that there was a lack of a complaints process for them to go through. And there was also criticism of the lack of policy on alcohol consumption. And these areas are where council is working to reform their policies.
Does this mean the investigation is over? The report is now complete?
Well, in a word, no. The Freckleton inquiry has been looking at a third complaint which occurred at Melbourne Health, at a Melbourne Health gala dinner. Mr. Doyle attended as in his capacity as Lord Mayor, and the Freckleton investigation into that case has been suspended while Mr. Doyle remains in hospital. So it's not an active inquiry, but it's not a closed case. At the same time, the Department of Health is also investigating that very specific complaint.
And has there been any comment from the complainant? Will they be satisfied?
Well, Cathy Oak spoke at a special sitting of Melbourne Council this evening. She welcomed the findings. She seemed to be encouraged by the reforms that were being made, but she called on the state government to establish an independent authority to handle complaints in the future. This is what she had to say.
I hope that I'm not being too naive in wanting my daughter to grow up in a post-Me Too era when speaking out doesn't cause so much pain, where political games and machinations can still operate, but with a view that people can expect to be safe and free from harassment when going about the halls of power.
Councillor Cathy Oak. Emily Burke, has there been any response from Mr. Doyle himself?
A very lengthy statement has been released from Mr. Doyle's wife, Emma Page Campbell, on behalf of her husband. He continues to deny all allegations made against him. He remains extremely unwell. And on medical advice, he's been unable to review or respond to the report before its release. He is currently in hospital. She goes on to say that it remains unfair for him to be denied the opportunity to properly address all of the evidence given about his alleged conduct. She says that Robert Doyle was never provided with sufficient detail so that he could properly defend himself. Some concessions also in this statement. Emma Page Campbell says that Mr. Doyle now recognises that his cheerful and often at times animated personality and manner towards people, both men and women, may no longer be appropriate by today's standards, and that he is sorry for any misunderstanding that he's caused others by such conduct, but he fervently rejects that any such conduct was intended to be inappropriate or sexual in nature.
Emily Burke, thank you very much indeed.